Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, guys, it's Prostate Cancer Month, and here is some good guy news. You know that guys are more likely to get heart disease, and that heart disease is guy killer number one. The good news is death from heart disease has been dropping big time for decades. The bad news is the older us guys live, the more likely we'll get cancer. Besides lung cancer, the two big guy killers are colon and prostate. Avoiding tobacco and getting a colonoscopy deal well with the lung and the colon, but just live long enough and we almost always get prostate cancer. Comes with the testosterone. Now, not many of us would take the surefire way to prevent or treat prostate cancer, which is lopping off the testosterone factories, if you know what I mean. Even if we could then try out for the Vienna Boys Choir. And as all guys know, since we've been Harry Potter's age, prostate cancer treatment sometimes means the magic wand loses the magic. Now that's depressing. The really uplifting news is there are now two prostate cancer preventatives available over the counter. The grocery store counter, that is. We've known that men who ate more tomato products, particularly cooked, were less likely to get prostate cancer. But that was, maybe there's a connection there, research. But recent definitive research showed that if guys with just diagnosed prostate cancer ate lots of tomato paste, their tumors grew much less than those of guys who didn't eat the tomato paste. So there's real anti-cancer magic in those cooked tomatoes. And if you don't like tomatoes, it's also in watermelons. The magic is called lycopene. So there you go. Take two of those, a jar of tomato paste and a watermelon, and call me in the morning. And here's a little serenade to accompany you to the grocery store. You ready? Lycopene, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Lycopene, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. I love you. Tomato paste and the watermelons, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up. I'm Dr. Wild Thing O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.